Watch, purported transgender student attacks girl in Oregon middle school. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 29, 2023. A male student, who reportedly identifies as transgender, was caught on video attacking a female student at an Oregon middle school. Charges are now pending. A petition has been received by the Washington County Juvenile Court and charges are now pending in the case of the transgender student violently attacking a female student at Hazelbrook Middle School in Tualatin, Oregon, according to a report by Redux. The video of the trans attack was posted to social media by former National Collegiate Athletics Association, NCAA, swimmer Riley Gaines. Watch below. Warning: disturbing content. This was certainly planned given multiple people were filming, Gaines said. All involved should be suspended and he should be charged with assault as a male. Identify as you wish, but you can't hide from your innate sex characteristics. Gaines, who famously competed against biological male swimmer Leah Thomas in the women's 200-meter freestyle event at the NCAA Championships, added. Related video, Riley Gaines. The left's denial of truth and blurring gender lines all point to their eventual goal of Marxism. In the video, a male student, who appears to be clad in women's attire, pulls a female student down to the ground by her backpack and hits her several times before shouting, "Talk shit again, bitch." Meanwhile, the female student is heard repeatedly saying through tears, "I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything." Gaines updated her followers in another post, saying the video was taken at Hazelbrook Middle School in Tualatin, Oregon, which is part of the Tigard-Tualatin School District, right outside of Portland. It remains unclear what led to the incident, but some on social media speculated that the attack was planned, given that students were already filming before it transpired. The Tualatin Police Department responded to a post on X, informing the public that authorities are aware of the incident but will not comment further on the matter due to the attack involving minors. "We are aware of this incident and it is being investigated. However, because it involves juveniles, we are unable to comment further," the police department said. The Tualatin Police Department told Redux that it passed the case on to the Washington County Juvenile Department, WCJD. A petition has been filed with the juvenile court and the charges are pending. WCJD Director Ray Cameron, who confirmed that the student was being processed, told the outlet, "In light of Oregon records law pertaining to juveniles, we are not able to comment further regarding this particular youth." The Washington County Juvenile Department remains committed to enhancing community safety and breaking the cycle of delinquency through effective evidence-based intervention practices and holding youth accountable for their behavior, Cameron added. Hazelbrook Middle School did not respond to Breitbart News's request for comment or more information involving the altercation filmed in the video posted to social media. The Tigard-Tualatin School District has a history of particularly progressive policies pertaining to gender ideology, Redux reported. In 2013, the school district became the first in Washington County to introduce gender-neutral restrooms at all of its secondary schools. At the time, a district spokesperson said transgender students already are permitted to use whichever restroom they prefer or staff restrooms, according to the report. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.